Welcome back. In this lesson, we're taking a Jungleira bassline idea and turning it into a proper 8-bar DNB arrangement in Ableton Live 12. The big goal here is not just to make a loop sound good, but to make it feel like it's moving somewhere. We want the bassline to evolve, the breakbeat to react, and the whole section to tell a story. A lot of intermediate DNB sketches get stuck in loop mode. The drums hit, the bass hits, and it feels heavy for a minute, but nothing really changes. In jungle and modern drum and bass, the magic is in the transition. That's where you get tension, release, and momentum. So today we're going to build a section that starts stripped back, then opens up, gets dirtier, and lands with a switch up that feels intentional. Let's start by setting the tempo. Go to 172 BPM. That's a sweet spot between classic jungle energy and modern DNB drive. Now set up a clean template with a kick and snare break, a top break or perk lane, a sub-bass track, a reese or mid-bass track, an effects track, and if you want, a couple of return tracks for short reverb and dub delay. Keep the master with plenty of headroom. While you're writing, you want the loudest part sitting around -6 to -8 dB, so don't push the mix too hard yet. Now let's get the drums moving. Drag in a classic breakbeat or a chopped break sample and load it into Sampler. If it's a longer sample, slice mode is your friend here, because it lets you rearrange hits fast and build those jungle-style edits without fighting the waveform. If the break is already pretty clean, beats mode can keep the transients tight. The main thing is that the break needs to feel alive. You want those ghost notes, little syncopations, and tiny details that give the bassline something to dance around. If the break is crowding the low end, high pass it gently around 80 to 120 Hz. You do not want the break and sub fighting for the same space. That's one of the fastest ways to lose clarity in DNB. You can also add a little drum buss if the break needs more attitude. Keep it subtle. A bit of drive, maybe a touch of crunch, and only a small amount of boom if the kick feels too thin. The idea is glue and presence, not destruction. Add a second percussion lane if you want more forward motion. This could be top hats, ride hits, or chopped fragments from the break itself. In this style, that top layer often makes the groove feel faster without actually cluttering the main drum pattern. That's a really useful trick. Make the rhythm feel more active without just adding more notes everywhere. Now let's build the sub. For this, use operator or wave eatable and keep it simple. A sine wave foundation is perfect. Set utility after the instrument and pull the width to zero so the sub stays dead center and mono. That low end needs to be rock solid. Think of the sub as the foundation of the whole phrase. It does not need to be flashy. It needs to be clear, controlled, and consistent. Write a short sub pattern that follows the root movement and leave some breathing room. In DNB, the sub often hits harder when it's not playing constantly. Use short note lengths, leave rests, and let the note endings support the drum accents. A note before the snare can create anticipation, and a little gap before the next hit can make the groove feel heavier. If the sub feels uneven, a light compressor can smooth it out, but keep that very gentle. Now for the reese or mid-bass. This is where the character lives. You can use wave-eatable, or build a layered patch with two slightly detuned oscillators. Don't go huge right away. We want this sound to transform across the arrangement, so the starting point should be controlled. Keep the detune subtle, use a low-pass or band-pass filter, and add just enough saturation to give it bite. The sub and the reese have different jobs. The sub gives weight, and the reese gives motion, texture, and attitude. A good trick is to keep the mid-bass mostly mono in the lower mids and only let it open up a bit higher up. If you want width, add it carefully to the upper layer, not the low end. That way the bass still hits hard in mono and doesn't lose its center when the mix gets loud. Now write a phrase that answers the break. Don't just copy the kick pattern with bass notes. Let the bass call and respond to the snare and ghost notes. Put a note before the snare to create tension. Leave space on the snare if the break is busy. Use short, repeated notes to push energy forward, then maybe a slightly longer note at the end of the bar so the phrase leans into the next one. This is where a lot of good DNB writing happens. Restraint. If you fill every gap, the groove gets smaller. If you leave space, the breakbeat and bass start to breathe together, and that's when it feels bigger. Now we get into the main transformation. Instead of rewriting the bass line completely, we're going to automate it across the 8-bar section. This is how you turn a loop into an arrangement. Start by opening the filter on the reese gradually over the phrase. You can begin fairly closed, then slowly move toward a brighter, more exposed tone as the section develops. A little resonance can help build tension, especially in the last couple of bars. Add some saturator drive near the end so the bass gains edge and urgency right before the switch. If you want a dub style moment, throw a little echo on one specific note or hit. Just one. That kind of controlled delay can sound massive in a sparse arrangement. You can also send a final bass stab into a short reverb for atmosphere, but keep it tight. In drum and bass, too much wash can blur the groove fast. Here's the key idea. Do not automate everything at once. Pick a few meaningful changes. One parameter opening, one parameter getting dirtier, and one effect throw is usually enough. That way the listener can actually hear the transition instead of just feeling overwhelmed by movement. Now let's edit the break for the transition. Duplicate the break loop and make a variation in the last two bars. This is where you can add a snare pickup, a ghost snare, a chopped kick stutter, or a reversed slice leading into the next section. Even one missing kick can be enough to create space for the bass to hit harder. That's a classic jungle move. Take something away right before the impact so the next downbeat feels bigger. You can also shift a ghost kick slightly earlier to add forward motion, or place a rim shot or closed hat on the offbeat to push the final bar. Keep an ear on the drum energy curve. Don't keep it equally busy the whole time. Start controlled, build a bit of activity, then simplify slightly at the end so the final hit lands with more weight. If you want extra drama, mute the bass for half a beat right before the drop or switch. That tiny vacuum can make the return feel huge. It's a simple move, but indeed NB it works like a charm. Now add some transition effects. Think functional, not cinematic clutter. A noise riser through auto filter, a short reverse cymbal, a downlifter into the next section, maybe a sub drop if the arrangement needs more weight. You can build this with operator or waveatable, then run it through filter, echo, and reverb. High pass the riser so it stays out of the low end, and keep the reverb tail short on impacts. The effects should support the groove, not distract from it. At this point, arrange the section like a DJ-friendly phrase. A strong 8-bar structure might start with drums and sub only. Bring in the res by bar 3 or 4, open the automation and increase the break activity in bars 5 and 6, then finish with a fill, attention peak, and a handoff into the next section in bars 7 and 8. That gives the listener a clear arc, sparse, developing, tense, and then release. If you're making this for a mix-friendly track, keep the intro or outro sections relatively clean. If it's more of a darker jungle cut, you can be a bit more aggressive with the fill and the bass switch. Either way, the arrangement should feel deliberate. Before you call it done, do a mono check. Put utility on the master temporarily and collapse the width. Listen to the sub and the drum low end together. Make sure the bass doesn't disappear and that the break isn't masking the fundamental. If things feel muddy, narrow the bass mids a bit, high pass the break slightly more, or reduce the reverb on the bass hits. Small EQ moves usually solve more than heady processing. A few common mistakes to watch out for here. One is making the bass line too busy. If it starts sounding crowded, remove notes until the groove feels undeniable again. Another is letting the res live in sub territory. Keep the sub clean and separate the character layer from the foundation. Also, don't overdo filters and effects. Two or three good automation moves will usually sound better than a pile of random sweeps. If you want to push this further, try resampling the bass to audio once the MIDI version is working. Chop the audio, rearrange the hits, and build a more natural jungle-style phrase. A lot of that classic energy comes from audio editing and accidental feeling variation, not from perfect MIDI grids. Here's a great practice challenge. Build a second version of the same 8-bar transition, but change the energy. Keep the same tempo, the same drum source, and the same sub notes. Only change the mid-bass articulation, the automation shape, and one drum fill. Make one version more aggressive and one more stripped back. Then compare them. Ask yourself which one tells the story better, which one makes the drop feel bigger, and which one leaves more room for the break to speak. That comparison process is huge. It teaches you how much movement you actually need, and it helps you hear the difference between a loop that sounds good and an arrangement that feels alive. So the big takeaway today is this. In DNB, especially jungle-influenced bass music, the transition is the arrangement. Build the sub and the mid bass with different jobs. Let the drums and bass answer each other. Use automation to evolve the sound instead of rewriting everything. Keep the low end centered, controlled, and clear. And most importantly, make the phrase arc feel intentional. If you get that right, your loop stops sounding like a loop and starts sounding like a track. And that's where the energy really kicks in.